Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3. It's won 5 international awards. TheThirdIngredient.com. Available at Amazon. We're having a great visit with our good friend Matthew Owenby. He's Chief Human Resources Officer and Senior VP at Aflac. And he's brought us the Aflac Workforce Report, which is providing us a lot of details about how small business employers and employees are getting along these days and how well they're using the resources that help them to thrive in their jobs and in their relationship together. Matthew, thanks again for being here. Aflac.com, folks, I hope you'll check that out. And when an Aflac, and I don't mind telling you, they don't pay me a nickel to say this, but when an Aflac salesperson calls on you, I'm not telling you to do business with them. I'm telling you to give them some time. Then you make your own decision. Hey, Matthew, we talked in the previous segment about benefits in general and the job satisfaction rebounding. Optimism is rebounding quite a bit, actually in record numbers. Where are we on healthcare? That's a little bit of a different topic, isn't it?
A little bit of a different topic. Healthcare is still something that is obviously on everyone's mind, you know, the future of healthcare, and it's difficult to know exactly where it's going from an administrative perspective. And because of that, you know, I think that, you know, we're still seeing some of the negative trends in this survey around, you know, financial impacts
right
to our employees. We still see that more than half of our workers are not able to cover out-of-pocket expenses due to medical. We know that only about a third of people are able to cover a bill greater than $500. And to me, that just tells you that, you know, there's still some gaps.
We don't have a single system that's working for the benefit of everybody. We've got parts of an old system. We've got parts of Obamacare. We got parts of Obamacare's gone. We got new stuff replacing it. There's no one system, one marketplace, one ecosystem, one set of products that makes sense for everybody, taking into consideration all of the elements, tax advantages, what people need, coverage, that kind of thing, what they can pay. We don't have one system that does that. We got a mess right now, don't we?
That's right. And, I mean, we talked about this last year, is that last year most employers felt about 73% felt good that their employees had enough options from healthcare available to them. This year, it's 68%.
Wow.
So it continues to fall. You know, it's above half, but
yep,
still, employers understand that their employees don't have enough options available to them, particularly around major medical.
I'm hoping that some of the new policies that are being mentioned right now, that are being developed right now for small companies, for small employees too. I hope that we'll get those rolled out. We need, somebody needs to take some action and get something out there. I'm assuming that you guys would like to be able to buy products across state lines. I mean, that's what you guys are a national company. I mean, if people can buy products from their trade group, I mean, is that not something that would be good for you guys too?
It'd be great. It'd be great. As you know, we cover 50 states, and
yeah,
you know, we have 50 state regulations. So we were out there working with individual state regulators and trying to make sure that we have as many products out there for people that are interested in them. But it gets back to something that you're real passionate about here on the show, is that, you know, employers need to spend time with their employees to research what options are available
mm-hmm.
out there. And benefits can be confusing to people. And so when we talk about really caring for our employees, the first thing that they can do is really understand what the gaps are. May not be able to close them this year, to your earlier point, But there are products out there, you know, whether it's short-term disability, accident, cancer, et cetera, that we offer that can help close those gaps.
Well, that's,
but you've got to be out there talking to people.
And that's the thing. And the gap, folks, the gap is where what the person, the employee's sentiment is, where their sentiment is, and also where their need is. One employee might say, I'm worried about disability. Another one says, I'm worried about cancer. Another one says, I'm worried about something else. And that's the reason why when I talk about all these, when I said earlier a couple of times, using the resources the right way, that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
It is, and we know that 20% of employees don't understand what's in their benefits coverage, and they don't understand what's available to them. So there's a lot of unmet needs out there.
It's not good whenever something happens and somebody has to tell them, well, you're not covered for that.
That's right.
When they thought they were.
That's exactly right. So this is a perfect time of year to have these conversations. It's on people's minds, obviously. You know, with the fall season changing, it's a good opportunity to talk to your employees about benefits.
Right. Well said. I need a website again, Matthew.
Yeah, sure. You can check out this information specifically at www.aflac.com.
So, but that's a big website. How do we get specifically to the information? Is there a link? Is there a pull down for that?
There is. When you go to the site, you'll be able to pull down the Aflac Workforces Report.
Workforces Report, right there, folks. So check it out. I think it's in plain English. So see, I can understand it. Hey, Matthew, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you next time.
Have a wonderful week.
Matthew Owenby with Aflac, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.